For generations of Greek music fans, two musicians have come to symbolize the country and its struggles. Singer Maria Farinduri and the composer whose music she shared with the world. Farinduri will perform some of those songs this weekend. It's her first Carnegie Hall performance in nearly a quarter century. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas has the story.
Maria Farinduri met Mikis Theodorakis when she was just 16 years old and training to be a classical singer. He was more than 20 years her senior, but they both immediately knew that she was to be his muse.
He asked me, you know that you were born to become a singer for my work, my priestess. And I said, yes, I know. From then, I was in his big journey.
Four years later, in the spring of 1967, a group of right-wing army colonels seized power in Greece. The politically active composer had already been imprisoned and tortured during Greece's civil war, right after World War II, and under the junta, he was imprisoned again, and his music was banned again. But Theodorakis managed to send Farinduri a message, written on a gum wrapper, telling her to leave the country. She went into exile in Paris, where she became part of the social unrest sweeping the world.
You know, the 60s was the biggest cultural boom in the world. Everything was changing, or in our minds, or it was a dream. We were dreamers to change the world.
Composer Mikis Theodorakis managed to smuggle manuscripts of his music to her, hidden in wheels of cheese and cans of honey. And Farinduri made it part of the protest canon that was inspiring students and demonstrators. Her smoky contralto was the perfect vehicle for Theodorakis' music, says his biographer, poet and translator Gail Holst-Warhoft.
Because of the political situation when Greece was under a dictatorship, she was able to use his songs in the way he would have used them himself as a form of protesting the situation in his own country.
When the dictatorship finally collapsed in 1974, Theodorakis and Farinduri played a televised concert in Athens. And even though their recordings had been banned, everyone knew their songs and what they stood for. Maria Farinduri was born in a working-class suburb of Athens in 1947, when the country was struggling to recuperate from the Nazi occupation. She was struck with polio as a toddler and quarantined, but she eventually found solace in music. After her initial success with Theodorakis, she began collaborating with other influential Greek composers and other musical giants, including South African singer Miriam Makeba, jazz musician Charles Lloyd, and Australian classical guitarist John Williams. One of Farinduri's signature performances is a song cycle, The Ballad of Mathausen, with music by Theodorakis and a text from Greek poet and novelist Yakovos Kambanelis, a survivor of the Nazi concentration camp called Mathausen. In the late 1980s and early 90s, Farinduri was even a member of the Greek parliament. Her husband is also a politician and a poet. These days, she says, it's sometimes hard to hold on to the idealism that has propelled her career. Hard-right politicians and nationalistic ideas are on the rise all over, and her country is struggling with economic crisis and a massive influx of refugees.
Every day, boats with refugees, dead people, dead children. This is something that is very deep, and my thinking is how to face it. through art is something that it's a very strange epoch. I don't know what in the future.
Maria Faranduri has spent her life trying to change society through song, and she's still singing and hoping that others will add their voices to hers. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.